ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over shortwave radio stations WWCR 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz as transmitters 3 and 4, and also shortwave station WBCQ 7.490 megahertz. You can also go to our site, kingidentity.com, go to the radio page, and there's a link there to listen to the live program and also links to both of those radio stations if you want to listen online. Tonight's program will be on an important problem that's plaguing our country, the sin of sodomy. These sodomites, or as they're commonly called, queers, faggots, homosexuals, are bringing a curse upon the nation. And my guest tonight is an active Bible teacher who teaches the Kingdom Identity message. He's a graduate of our AIT Bible Correspondence course and one of the trustees of this ministry. And I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Pastor Bob Jones.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to do the show with you again. And, yeah, this is one of the most important subjects today. I would say even far more so than the economy or this stupid election, you know, as to whether you want the Rothschild Democrat or the Rothschild Republican. Yeah, this is quite the subject, and I'm loaded for bear here.
Well, that's great. You know, when I was in school, the teachers would, in front of the classroom, tell jokes about homosexuals, and now we have queers flaunted in our faces everywhere, on TV and movies and even at political conventions and rallies. And just what does the Bible say on this subject?
Well, the Bible says quite a lot on this subject. Some of the main passages from Leviticus 20:13, and I'm reading from the King James on this. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Leviticus 18:22 out of the King James said, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, it is an abomination. And I would reference the Webster's 1828 dictionary under abomination. Number one, it says extreme hatred, detestation. Number two, the object of detestation, a common signification in Scripture. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto Yahweh. That's from Proverbs 15:8. Hence, defilement, pollution in a physical sense, or evil doctrines and practices, which are moral defilements, idols and idolatry, are called abominations. The Jews were an abomination to the Egyptians, and the sacred animals of the Egyptians were an abomination to the Jews. The Roman army is called an abomination of desolation from Matthew 24:15. In short, what is an object of extreme hatred is called an abomination. So the sodomites here, the faggots, when a man lies with a man as with a woman, it's an abomination, and the penalty, Yahweh says, is death. It's, of course, we have the phony nine just uses, eight these days, in the 2,000-year-old Halloween costumes, in the Supreme Court, they said, yeah, it's okay for faggots to get married. Talk about violating Yahweh's law. And I would tell people that Yahweh's law consists of 759 laws divided into commandments, statutes, ordinances, and the judgments for breaking those. Of those, 26 are the death penalty, and sodomites is the death penalty. We're not supposed to give faggots extra special rights for being a faggot or permit them by law, by the Supreme Court, that it's okie-dokie to, for them to get married. It's an abomination to Yahweh. That's a hatred in the worst kind. It's not just a sin and Yahweh's a little mad. It's an extreme hatred per the definition of it. Another one, that passage from Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idlers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God. So, it's without question that, you know, the Jews can get all the, bought and paid for Chavez Goy race traders to say anything they like and make all the phony laws that they want to. And I would tell the people out there, Yahweh forbids man from even making a law. The laws come from Yahweh, and there's 759 of them, and you're supposed to learn those and understand them and word clear them and make sure you understand all the words there, and then you're to teach them to your children and other pure white racial brothers and sisters that will listen to you and point it out to them, because this is the word of Yahweh. And if you don't believe that, well, then, you know, you can go study Satanism or Judaism or any of the other phony satanic religions out there. But the word of Yahweh is in the scripture, and this is what it says. Yahweh is 100%. No, make that 1,000%. Make that 1,000,000,000% against the sodomites. And he destroyed four cities. It wasn't just Sodom and Gomorrah. If you look in your scriptures, it was Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim. One was in the north, one in the south, one in the east, one in the west. So that should tell you a little something. The phony preachers in the churches, they just talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, so they get it half right anyway.
Yeah, they also ignore the fact that Yahweh is our only lawgiver. On every subject, they see the government as their God. Even when they marry people with a state license, which they shouldn't do, it's, you know, as an agent of the state. But one of the arguments that people make quite often is, well, it won't deter other people from being homosexuals by putting them to death. But that's not the main reason. First of all, I do believe it will deter them, but that's not the main reason. The death penalty is to remove evil from the land. And that's what we want, is to remove this evil abomination from the land.
Yeah, 100%. And in Kings, just looking at those, in 1 Kings 14:24, and there were also sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. And then 1 Kings 15:12, and he took away the sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his father had made, that his fathers had made. 1 Kings 22:46, and the remnant of the sodomites which remained in the days of the father Asa, he took out of the land. 2 Kings 23:7, and he broke down the houses of the sodomites, that they were by the house of Yahweh where the women wove hangings for the grove. So, I mean, all throughout the scripture, there's verse after verse after verse that condemns sodomy. And what goes along with this also these days which is destroying, besides the sodomites, is the race mixers. And, you know, there's no doubt that they're, you know, just as evil, and that's the original sin was race mixing when Cain seduced Eva. And, I'd like to read Numbers 25 here, which really gets into the race mixing, and that all dovetail here because it's all sexual perversion and mental illness and satanic and Jewish, because the Jews, as we know, are the children of Satan and the lowest life form that there is, in the entire universe would be Satan, and the closest second thing to him would be Satan's DNA demon spawned kids, which are the Jews. But Numbers 25, and this is from the King James, and Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And that's a idiom, the people did eat, or the people did lay with and do the race mixing. Verse 3, and Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. And Yahweh said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up for Yahweh against the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that would join unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. That's 24,000 folks. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianite woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of the chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianite woman that was slain was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur. He was head over the people of a chief house in Midian. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them. That means to kill them, folks. For they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the manner of Peor and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, the sister which was slain in the day of the plague of Peor's sake. So, in this, Yahweh is condemning race mixers. He's condemning the sodomites. If you do those things, folks, or allow those things to happen in your land without you taking action and doing something about it, Yahweh sends the curses, the judgments, and the punishments. And he turns his wrath against his own people for that happening.
And he blesses those who stand up against it. If people will read the Rotherham translation of that passage there, it gets a little more graphic. Phinehas not only slew them, he took the javelin and ran it right through their sexual organs while they were in the act, if people want to read Rotherham, which I think is an excellent translation of the Bible. And
without question,
Yahshua, or Christ, he said that in the last days, there would be two indications of the last days. One is as in the days of Noah, that was race mixing, and as in the days of Lot, that was Sodom and Gomorrah, that was homosexuality. And we've never had in history more homosexuality and race mixing than we have today, which is one of the indications that we're in the last days. I wanted to refer back to a verse that you mentioned a little bit ago, 2 Kings 23:7. It talks about the women wove hangings for the grove, and there's many other passages indicating the grove. What these actually were trees carved into phallic symbols. It was a phallic-type religion, which is essentially what the Jews are doing to us with all their pornography and so on today. Of course, we know that they're behind pushing the homosexuality. So the same yesterday, today, and forever, not only Yahshua, but also the children of the devil.
Yeah, without question. Some other passages that gets into sodomy. We have Genesis 19:4-7, and I'm reading this from a, it says 21 alarming Bible verses that condemn sodomy. And so the first one here, Genesis 19:4-7, before they could lie down, all the men of Sodom and its outskirts, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called out to Lot and asked, "Where are the men who came to visit you tonight? Bring them out to us so we can have sex with them." Lot went outside to them, shut the door behind him, and said, "I urge you, my brothers, don't do such a wicked thing." And then Genesis 19:12-13, then the two visitors said to Lot, "Who else do you have here? Do you have any son-in-laws, sons, daughters, or other relatives in the city? Get them out of this place, because we are about to destroy it." The outcry against this place is so great before Yahweh that he has sent us to destroy it. So these were two of the angels that Yahweh had sent to destroy Sodom. Next, in Judges 19:22, while they were enjoying themselves, a crowd of troublemakers from the town surrounded the house. They began beating at the door and shouting to the old man, "Bring out the man who is staying with you so we can have sex with him." Then 2 Peter 2:6-10. Later, Yahweh condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and turned them into heaps of ashes. He made them an example of what will happen to ungodly people. But Yahweh also rescued Lot out of Sodom because he was a righteous man who was sick of the shameful immorality of the wicked people around him. Yes, Lot was a righteous man who was tormented in his soul by the wickedness he saw and heard day after day. So you see, Yahweh knows how to rescue godly people from their trials, even when keeping the wicked under punishment until the day of final judgment. He is especially hard on those who follow their own twisted sexual desire and who despise authority. These people are proud and arrogant, daring even to scoff at supernatural beings without so much as trembling. In Jude 1:7, so also Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring towns, since they indulge in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire in a way similar to these angels, are now displayed as an example by suffering the punishment of eternal fire. So Yahweh uses the word sodomite in reference to homosexuals throughout the scripture. That was a word that's a modern-day word, homosexual. Yahweh used sodomite. We used to use the word gay back in my day as, oh, he went to a party and he had a gay old time, or went to the theater and had a gay time, which meant a fun time, festive, and so forth. But now that word gay has been turned into meaning male sodomites or male faggots. And, you know, they've twisted the words, they twisted the law, they have extra rights now, and they're granted by the Supreme Court of the land. These scumbag snakes in the phony court system there, that it's okay for sodomites to be married. I would tell you, first off, where the marriage license came from. That goes back to the time when niggers were slaves, and when one nigger wanted to marry, a male nigger wanted to marry another female nigger, a license is a grant from the government for something that's illegal. So, but they were given a license so that they could marry. Well, that's been pushed on to everybody has to have a license to get married. And when you do get the license, it's not just a man and a woman getting married, or these days, a man and a woman getting married. It's worse than that, because the government controls the marriage with the license. When you go to divorce court, the government, the judge there, he tells you who gets the kids, how much the other one's going to pay, or if they take the kids away from both mother and father, and how to divide up all the property in the family and everything. It's totally 100% controlled by the court. It has nothing to do with the man and the woman. When you get that license, you're saying that we're basically slaves to the court, and the judge will rule our marriage from here on out.
Yeah, it makes it a corporate entity under the state, where it's the state, the man and the woman, instead of Yahweh, the man and the woman. We have a tract called The Marriage License Issued by God or the State, and if anybody in our audience would like to send for it, we'll send you a free copy. I totally forgot earlier, if somebody would like to join the broadcast tonight, a caller, one of our listeners, the toll-free number is 877-924-7722. 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAH's-RACE. Or you can dial directly if you like, especially if you're from a foreign country and cannot dial a toll-free number, at 678-949-5091. A lot of people call themselves New Testament Christians. They completely ignore Yahweh's law as given in the Old Covenant. But I'd like to read a couple highlights from Romans. This is Romans 1:24-28, and part of it says, God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. God gave them unto vile affections. Men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Then you skip down a little bit to verse 32, and it says, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. So there we have in the New Testament, for those so-called New Testament Christians, that homosexuality is worthy of death.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about it. Getting back to going down this on number 6, it says 1 Kings 14:24, and there were also sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. And then 1 Kings 15:12, and he took away the sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his father had made. God knew this huge lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender movement would happen. And just to let you folks know, in case you didn't know, Obongo, as I call him, the so-called communist president there, he's half Jew, half nigger, and so he's really a Jew, because the Jew is on the mother's side and the grandparents' side on the mother's side, and Jews are counted down through the mother's genealogy, where white race Christians are counted down through the father's genealogy. But he's a half Jew, half nigger, 100% communist, trained by Saul Alinsky, who was head of the Communist Party. And he's a flaming faggot. He's known up in Chicago as Bathhouse Barry. And he's married to Michael, who is called Michelle these days, who is a tranny, as told by Joan Rivers, the Jew, and she was murdered for it. And that's what you have running America. And now if Hillary, who is a Jew 100%, under Rodham, her father and mother's name, they're 100% Jew on both sides. She's not white by any stretch of the imagination. And she's a full-blown lesbo and a full-blown communist. And she was also trained by Saul Alinsky, who was head of the Communist Party. So this is what you have. Besides, with her, she's got her whole situation is more lies and more theft, billions of dollars missing from when she was Secretary of State, more billions of dollars funneled into her phony charity foundation from all the foreign governments, and she sold all kinds of information by allowing people to hack into just normal servers and normal cell phones, and she destroyed hundreds of cell phones and had thousands and thousands, I think they're up around 60,000 now, different emails that were deleted. Even after a court order said don't delete them, she deleted them anyway. And all of this happening, and here's the FBI, who is supposed to be the top cop agency in America, they let her skate like nothing. They don't do anything. And they do all the double talk in front of Congress and all. If Hillary isn't arrested for treason, and she's guilty of thousands of counts of treason, if she isn't arrested and put in jail, and treason is the death penalty, like homosexuality, and she's a full-blown lesbo, then you ought to just let all the people out of the jails in America, because she's more guilty than all of them. And there's, I think it's up around 200 deaths. Yeah, I think there's up around 200 deaths or something surrounding when they were governor and president and secretary of state and the senator and all. There's like over 200 deaths surrounding her and mysterious. And I think about half of them magically committed suicide by shooting themselves in the chest. I don't know how anybody would ever shoot themselves in the chest to, you know, commit suicide, but, I guess they expect everybody is as stupid as they are.
Yeah, and they get the Jewish news media protecting them. And the politicians on both sides, the Republicans and Democrats, up and down, are just filthily infiltrated with queers and traitors.
She let the cat out of the bag when she said, if I go down, everybody in Washington goes down. So apparently she has dirt on everybody, which is why they're all protecting her.
We have a caller from Orton, Nebraska. You're on the air.
Good evening. The shortwave listeners missed the first 5 minutes. I'd like to see Donald Trump become president, but I don't think he's going to do anything about the homosexuals. I'll hang up now. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. If anybody else would like to dial in, the number is 877-924-7722. That's 877-YAWS-RACE. It's a toll-free number.
Yeah, to answer the caller's question, Donald Trump is Jewish, by the way. The guy, and I'm going back, I've only been in the identity movement and learned from the American Institute of Theology course about 21 years ago is when I started in 95. But back in 1980, when I got into real estate, I got into commercial financing, and an old Jewish guy from New York who was a ruthless. You know, he's the type of Jews who gives Jews bad names. But anyway, he taught me the commercial financing business, and he had went to the same synagogue as Trump. And he told me how close he was and so forth, and we had actually went to try to do a deal with Trump in the middle 80s when we were doing business in Atlantic City, but he was far too greedy, and you know, so there was nothing to do with him. But his father got the first license to build FHA houses back in 1933 when they set up the FHA and so forth. And Axelrod's father, who was my mentor, who taught me the business, his father had got the second license to build FHA houses. So here was two Jew families, and the FHA started out to get the country rolling again. They gave 102% construction loans to the builders to start building houses for people to try to get the economy moving again. And but what the Jews did was they would build the houses for 70 cents on the dollar and put 32% in their pocket. They don't miss a trick. But they had the government overpaying them to build houses, so that's like a no-brainer.
Yeah, typical Jewish operation. We have another caller from Arlington, Texas. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I wrote to Trump and I gave him suggestions that he ought to do is rent these empty football stadiums and then put Hillary's books on a jumbotron, you know, Xerox them or whatever it is, and put them on a jumbotron when people are coming in, they can see them.
Books about her.
Anti-Hillary books about her. She reads like a book. I've got most of them. What I do is I'll find Hillary's name in a book, and I get a postcard, and I write to her, and I've heard, your name's in this book, your name's in the books, you might need a quote-unquote Esquire. You know, they think you're stupid.
Well, I would tell you that, you know, the thing is that it's the Rothschild Republican against the Rothschild Democrat, as I like to call them, and even though they say you have your choice of which to pick, Lenin and Stalin said it best when he said it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. And,
you can't recount stuff. That's the scary part.
Yeah.
People are right back when and tell them to go back to paper ballots in the next month.
Yeah, that would be nice because all those Sequoia electronic machines are all rigged, and guys have even went before the courts and showed them how they rigged them, and it's a very simple thing. So, but Andrew Jackson, back when he was president, he canceled the second Bank of the United States, so we had a free economy and not a Rothschild-run bank at that point. The Rothschild family, they swore that they would never allow another president in America that could do that to them again. And so only their people would be put in. And that's when they started taking over. And on the presidential, in the Republican or the Democrat party, either one, they say who gets to the top. And they let them do this theater. You know, it's kabuki theater, as they say. All this... running around and the debates and so forth. It's only going to be Rothschild who keeps running the deal until the people wake up and take back their country, or until Yahweh, as Yeshua, returns, and then it 100% will be taken back, and there won't be one
people are starting to wake up. You know that, and I know that. Anyway, I wrote Trump, and I told him, I says, hey, Tommy Lee Buckley had these big bearer bonds from Indonesia, and Buckley told me in 92 that they're in the Dallas Federal Courthouse. I told Trump this. I told him, I go by the Dallas Federal Courthouse after they seen those bonds in there, and I just wrote Ted Cruz and, Cornyn. I said, why don't you get the guy by the name of Paul Coggins over there who prosecuted Buckley and drag him in and quiz him and ask him if those bonds are in there, and drag in James Baker III and ask him if he signed them. Why don't they do that?
Well, they're not going to do anything other than what they're told.
And if Trump can give everybody $100,000 back,
it's all a big giant juice scam. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. And that's done yet.
Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. And if somebody else would like to call, the number is 877-924-7722. I was just going to say, we have some people that try to excuse, I know I've talked to some of them, and say, well, transgender and transvestites and so on, they're not homosexuals, but they are. They're, to me, some of the queerest people in the land. And I've known a couple instances where people told me that they, you know, were flirting and dating what they thought was a woman, and it turned out to be one of these male transvestites.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten so crazy. And one that I would, because what you have with, whether it's a female lesbian, a male faggot, a transgender, I still don't even know what that is, a guy that changes from a man to a woman like Bruce Jenner, or a woman into a man, and I don't know who has done that, because I don't pay attention to these morons. But the big thing is the pedophilia. That, to me, is the worst sin outside of the original sin, which is race mixing. But Yahweh says in Matthew 18:6, he says, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. I'll repeat that. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, that's the children, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. So what Yahweh is going to do to the pedophiles, because the game ain't over, you know, just because you die and drop this body, you're in the spirit with Yahweh and you're going to have to appear before him as judgment. And Yahweh is going to do some of the most ruthless things to these pedophiles, and I hope what he does is let me do it, because I've read quite a lot of books, having been in martial arts for over 40 years, and read many, many books on it, and work with special forces guys and SEALs and so forth. You know, I think pedophiles should have long public torture for a long time and then a long, slow death after that, and in a public space so that everybody gets to view it and see, because, you know, it just destroys the little children. The children are a gift from Yahweh. And when you get a beautiful son or daughter of the pure white race from Yahweh given to you, the mothers these days with the feminist movement, they run down to the Jew butcher shop, stupidly called Planned Parenthood, and then they get the child cut out of their body, and then the body parts, as we've learned, which I've known all along, because the Jew don't miss a trick to make a buck, all the body parts are sold to medical experiment labs, other laboratories. They're sold to Chinese restaurants over in China, and it's a delicacy to eat the bodies, the Cain of Baal, which is what cannibal is. And, you know, then a bunch of it is sold to the cosmetic factories, especially the Jew ones like Max Factor and so forth. The women, the whole thing has just got completely out of whack. To get back to
a lot of these are homosexuals that are the pedophiles, including the Catholic priests. Just today, in the news,
sure,
people probably heard it. You know, they found the dead body of a child from years ago, and it was a homosexual pedophile that did the act. I might add, along with the verse that you read earlier, whenever you take a child, it certainly also qualifies as kidnapping. And both Exodus 21:16 and Deuteronomy 24:7 say the death penalty for kidnapping. We have another caller from Florida. Charles, you're on the air.
Looks like we lost
Charles. He dropped off the line for some reason. Anyway, I just want to say we were talking about the homosexual pedophiles and the abomination.
Yeah, all of this ties in together, folks. That's all, it's been known for centuries that it is mental perversion. They're mentally ill people. They're sexual perverts, sexual deviants, whether it's, sodomites, faggots, lesbians, before the, Jew butcher shops, started creating to where they can change people, you know, from male to woman and woman to man and so forth, which, I mean, that's an abomination that, you know, they didn't even have in Yahshua's days or before, but we have that now. What Yahweh calls for is abstinence until you get married. And the greatest gift that you could give your spouse after you marry them is your virginity, whether it's a male virginity or a female virginity. And then you're supposed to keep the sexual acts within the marriage itself. And the big thing there is procreation, not baby murder, as they call it, abortion, the sanitized word. It's absolute baby murder. And all these mothers that go down to these baby murder clinics should be put on trial for murder and swiftly executed as a penalty for murder. That's what should happen. And that is what will happen with Yahweh when he returns. I wouldn't want to be one of these mothers that runs down to the Jew butcher shops and murders her little child, God's gift that he gave her, and she chose, oh, no, it's my woman's choice. And so I choose, forget what the baby wants. The baby wants to be born. That's why he was created in the first place and conceived. And, but she wants to, you know, get the baby killed so it doesn't hurt her figure, or, she doesn't have another mouth to feed, or some other, stupid excuse that she has. But, you know, that, this is the evil that comes through this, and it comes around, and pretty soon you're gonna have, and mark my words, they're gonna make pedophilia that the raping of children is fine. And in the Jew books anyway, in the Talmud vision, in Talmud books, you can look up. It says it's okay to rape a three-year-old. That's what the Jews think. And so with that in mind, I mean, if you don't give your child, when you're walking down the street with your child, a good white Christian, and here comes a pedophile that wants to rape your child, if you don't turn him over to that pedophile so he can rape him, well, then that's discrimination, and you're anti-pedophile. So let me tell you, folks, you had better get your training in martial arts and with weapons, especially guns, and you need to take these people out, because that's what it's coming down to in this country, is a big civil war and World War III. And it's coming, and you better be prepared, because it's just got to the point of lunacy, absolute satanic lunacy everywhere, that, you know, this is what you have. To quote some other passages here, Isaiah 1:10, listen to what Yahweh says, "You rulers of Sodom, and pay attention to the teaching of Yahweh, you people of Gomorrah." Isaiah 3:8-9, "For Jerusalem has stumbled and Judah has fallen, because what they say and do opposes Yahweh. They keep defying him. The expressions on their faces give them away. They parade their sin around like Sodom. They don't even try to hide it. How horrible it would be for them, because they have brought disaster on themselves." Leviticus again 20:13, "If a man has sexual relations with another male as he would with a woman, both have committed a repulsive act, and it's an abomination, and they are certainly to be put to death." What is supposed to happen is the elders are supposed to grab up these sodomites and take them to the end of town and stone them to death. Although in modern times, if you want to put two in their head, that's okay. You folks need to understand, there's Yahweh's laws, 759 divided in the commandments, statutes, ordinances, and judgments. Now, 26 of those laws have the death penalty. And sodomy has the death penalty without question. Pedophilia should have about 10 death penalties if you could do that. And Yahweh said it's going to be better than a millstone was tied around their neck and they're dropped in the depth of the sea. But you folks need to wake up to this, and you need to teach your children the correct way. I've often asked people, would you let some satanic Jew rabbi come into your house and teach your child for 5 or 6 hours in your own house every day, day after day? And all the Christians say, well, of course we wouldn't do that. Well, then what do you have a Talmud vision, better known as TV, in your house? Because that's all it is Jewish Talmudism there, to sit there and twist the minds of your children and brainwash them and you.
If people don't understand the Talmudic mind, we have a book called The Plot Against Christianity by Elizabeth Dilling, but it includes photocopied sections of the Talmud, and including what you said earlier about the rape of young children, and it's good in their eyes. So it's just total perversion. We have another caller from Arlington, Texas. You're on the air.
Hello? Oh, okay. It said line unmuted, and I thought it was my phone. I'm looking at it. I just wanted to say that I'm glad people are brave enough to say, I think they're afraid of the Clintons after you're in all the 200 unexplained, you know, circumcisions that happened under them and maybe still happening. They're afraid, and nobody in the church teaches you that if you try to save your life, you're going to lose it, and the only way to save it is to lay it down for your brother. And Hillary is a UN pimp, there's no doubt about it, in her own book, and the UN is, that's one of their doctrines, and she thinks that children should be a sexual freedom to have sex with adults. And if you don't believe that this potty problem that's in Fort in Texas, or it started, I think, in Houston, the potty problem, a guy down there discovered it. He ran for chairman of the Texas Republican Party, but he lost to another guy who would stand up for it, so the Republican Party is going kind of backwards. But the people defending it in Fort Worth is Lambda. You know what Lambda is. Are you there?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Tell it.
Okay. It's the man-boy relationship legal group to defend man-boy relationships. Isn't that the word?
Yeah, NAMBLA, yeah.
Y'all haven't heard of it. NAMBLA, okay. Yeah, I'm a morning person. I'm up all night, so I'm way past my bedtime. Okay, all right, yeah, NAMBLA, National Association of Man-Boy Love, I guess. So now why would they be defending a bathroom policy? But this is all innocent.
Well, of course, the
teacher's going to go into the children's bathroom. Oh, that'd be bad.
Well, this is a big thing that. Go ahead.
Okay, never mind. I can see we're trying to talk each other out. I'll be quiet and let you talk. And I want you to go ahead and give those other scriptures, because I even believe that the book of Jude is about homosexuals, and that it's not, and what I have noticed is when they come in, they're clouds without water. We'll have a cloud. We sure we go to rain. And when they take over, it just doesn't rain. You have drought, you have fires. And I think Dr. Manning is right when he talks. Have you heard Dr. Manning? You sound like him. On RBN in the 11-12 at night. He says God told him that homosexuals are going to have fire coming out of their rear end. And he said, you're going to have a asbestos pants. Well, I think that's symbolic. The fires are, the world is going to burn, and it's going to be over homosexuality. Now, the Christians will keep on until they pray for rain, but when they do, it usually floods those homosexual areas or people where they let them take over, like Houston, where they have a gay mayor and things like that. And we've had our problems here, believe me. We've had them. It's miserable living here almost until, well, one of them's in Harvard now learning to run a city, unfortunately. But torture, they can torture you. I'm telling you, it's incredible. I think it's the book of Jude. Read it. You know, you did good on that. And I want you to give the other scriptures, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay.
On Leviticus 20:13 again, if a man has sexual relations with another male as he would with a woman, both have committed the repulsive act, they are certainly to be put to death, and it's an abomination, which is an extreme hatred by Yahweh. 1 Corinthians 6:9, don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be deceived. No sexual immoral people, idlers, adulterers, or anyone practicing homosexuality. Leviticus 18:22, you shall not lie with a man as with a woman. It is an abomination. Romans 1:25-27. They exchange God's truth for a lie and worship and serve the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, Yahweh delivered them to degrading passions as their females exchange their natural sexual function for one that is unnatural. It is the same way. Their males also abandon their natural sexual function towards females and burn with lust towards one another, males committing indecent acts with males and receiving within themselves the appropriate penalty for their perversion. As they say, AIDS is not a disease. AIDS is the cure. And I believe Yahweh put AIDS out there, even though we know that that was man-made, but Yahweh gave him the ability to make that AIDS, which is basically contagious cancer. And what that was to be put into all the homosexuals, and most of the homosexuals are lucky to live past 40 or 45. You'll never hear that in the mainstream media because they cover up all those details and so forth. The sin of gay pride, Ezekiel 16:49. Now this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters had pride, plenty of food and comfortable security, but did not support the poor and the needy. Galatians 5:19. Now the actions of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and promiscuity. Galatians 5:24. Now those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. Your body, folks, is a tabernacle, and you want Yahweh's Spirit to bless you, and he looks at your tabernacle there, and what you see and what you do.